Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday night. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're having a great evening, a great whatever it is. Thank you for tuning in. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey's holding it down for us in New York City. And damn it, we're only going to be here for one more hour. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So whether you're on the East Coast or West Coast, you're over an ocean, you're above or across a border, thank you for tuning in. You can always listen every minute, every second, every hour on the free Odyssey app. You can listen live. Listen to the car in your show. Take it out your pocket. Walk into the house. Go to work. Leave work. Go into your car. Hit pause. You never miss anything. If you're tuned in on one of our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates via the radio, thank you so much. You can lock in on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you can ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. What a day. Thank you, Russell Wilson. He ain't do nothing for me. He provided me with an opportunity to tell you about some other terrible contracts in the world of sports. You know, Wednesday, every Wednesday, I give you a top six list. And this past hour, I shared with you a top six list inspired by Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is so inspiring. He is. He really is. A matter of fact, let's listen to how inspiring he was at his introductory press conference with the Denver Broncos. You listen to this. And you tell me if Russell Wilson doesn't make you want to run through a wall.
I'm excited about wearing the blue and orange. I'm proud to be a Bronco. It's an honor. It's a gift. I'm super excited about it. And I'm super excited about winning. I came here for one reason. And that's to win. And that's what I believe in. So every day, what you're going to get from me is that mentality. You're going to get that juice. You're going to get that energy. You're going to get that focus. And we're going to do it together. All the guys back there, we're going to do it together. That's what it takes. But we're here for one thing, and it's to win. Is to win at the highest level often. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the journey. And Broncos country, let's ride.
No, it didn't happen. Sorry. Now he has one of the worst contracts that we've ever seen in the history of sports. Sucks. Well, maybe he can turn things around. There's still time, right? Maybe with Atlanta. Maybe with the Raiders. We'll see. 35 years old, played on a bum-ass team. Let's see. I don't think he's cooked. Anyway, we did talk about some other bad contracts that we've seen in the world of sports. And if you've missed the top six and the full explanations, that's why you have the free Odyssey app. You can listen to it. We just played it last hour. Here, let me give you a quick recap. At number six, I gave you Jamarcus Russell. At number five, I gave you Albert Haynesworth. At number four, I gave you Alex Rodriguez, who tried to sue the Yankees for his money back. And number three, I gave you Steven Strasburg from the Nationals. At least he won a World Series, and then they gave him a crap ton of money $245 million, and his arm didn't work after that. And number two, this guy brings guns to work. Gilbert Arenas. Thank you, 2 Chainz. Anyway, and number one, I gave you Bobby Bonilla. Yes, Bobby Bonilla, who sucked for the New York Mets. They traded for the guy. Instead of just cutting him, they said, oh, we'll pay him an interest in deferred payments. Instead of paying him $6 million, oh, we're going to make buckets and buckets of money. Let's pay the dude until 2035. Excuse me? It is 2024. Bobby Bonilla is still going to get paid another decade plus. You can't make this stuff up. The New York Mets, their brand new owner, Steve Cohen, who's on the team now. Wow, I can't believe it. He's basically on the team, what, for now 3 or 4 years? He's making a joke out of this. He's like, oh, we need to bring Bobby Bonilla to the team and parade him around. And you know what? This is what this wealthy owner said. He's like, I don't care about paying this guy $1 million per year. Let's make a celebration out of it. This is what Steve Cohen told the Mets Up podcast.
You know, I'm still thinking about Bobby Bonilla Day, if I can get him to, you know.
Now, what would that entail?
You know, I just go with my instincts and, you know, let's just have fun with it, because it's become almost an iconic day. You know, it's become, you know, something that just became viral. And so why not just go with it and then make, you know, enjoy it and you know, make it fun.
Is Bobby on the same page with that? If he can make it, you know, if.
Yeah. I think Bobby is thinking about it and considering it, and I've had good conversations with him, so we'll see.
Steve Cohen has a net worth of $20 billion. He is worth three times more than the next wealthiest owner in Major League Baseball. He's one of the richest people on planet Earth. This guy can afford to say, hey, I'm going to make a joke about paying this guy $1 million a year. Yeah, Bobby Bonilla's contract is ridiculous. And there are plenty of other guys who have ridiculous contracts that did not live up to them. I'm going to tell you about an athlete who I think is, he might be in a little bit of trouble, especially this upcoming season if he doesn't turn things around. By the way, we also talked about Zion Williamson. Thank God he's actually playing right now, but we know he is one Twinkie or one dunk away from landing on an ankle and having 300 pounds come crashing down on it. Dangerous. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, let's talk to Chad. He's calling from here in Georgia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Chad?
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
I'm amazing.
Great, great. Hey, what about Chris Davis, Baltimore Orioles?
Oh, my God. The tornado guy? The guy that batted like 150 nothing, and they got to pay him a long time, too. You're right.
Yes, sir.
What happened to him? Did like Monstars take his powers, or was he a bodybuilder? Like, did he forget his drugs? Like, what happened to that guy?
Yeah, I don't know, brother. Something happened. Because, what, 1 year hitting 50 home runs and then lands a big contract.
Yeah. Yeah, he led the league twice. I remember watching him quite a bit growing up in the Northeast and looking at the AL East. It was pretty disastrous how this man hit home runs and they paid him. And he was a tornado. He's like, what's that guy? What's the Italian gentleman? Joey Gallo. He's like Joey Gallo before Joey Gallo had Joey Gallo.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, thank you, Chad. Appreciate you for calling from Georgia.
All right. Thank you, sir.
No doubt about it. Oh, yeah, Chris Davis. He was one of these new age baseball players before we really turned the page. Home run or strikeout, and so all he did was strike out. It's pathetic. Chris Davis, I'm sorry, not to pile on the guy. He's one of the reasons why baseball has sucked over the years. And it's not just his fault. A lot of it boils down to the system and what guys are taught. I would love it if baseball players from a young age were taught more about contact. You know, when I look at some of these stats, because I'm a sports guy, that's what the hell I do. When I look at some of the numbers of someone like Tony Gwynn, where it's just like the guy did not strike out. And now there's such an emphasis on hit home run. It makes me sick. Man, I mean, half of these damn ball players, hey, can you lay down a bunt? Bunt what? What is a bunt? Do I smoke a bunt? What is it? Nah, man, you put the ball on the barrel and you... I don't know what that is. I don't know how to do that. Makes me sick. Maybe I... Hey, Hickey, I should manage, right? What team should I manage? I need to get this together.
How about the Mets?
They
come
got
back
a new,
home here?
They just got Mendoza. What they need
me
for?
No one heard of him before he was hired. So it's the same thing. What's the difference?
Me and him have the same love. At least he's a bench coach before.
Yeah, you know, come on.
I don't have no baseball managerial experience, but maybe I can help these guys lay down a bunt.
You watch the game. You can teach them how to bunt. At this point, that's what the manager does anyway.
Well, Tony La Russa was falling asleep in a dugout, so I can do better than that, right?
Maybe the White Sox then, because, I mean, like you said, that's anything. A living, breathing human being is a step up from Tony in that tenure.
A living, breathing? You call him dead? Call him a crypt keeper?
You said he was sleeping. He's not even awake during the game, the fourth inning. Tony, what should we do here?
Oh,
he's
my God.
Out like a light.
That is so bad. I've done work with the White Sox, and I don't know. Hopefully I don't get an email or call or something. And they've done good by me. But it really tells you what type of organization that you have when you hire a dude who's basically done. He was doing nothing but running around and consulting with the Cards and all these other teams. And then they go, hey, come here, man. Just come coach. And it's like, it sucked. The guy was falling. Only baseball. Is that a good advertisement for baseball? That you got one of your managers, one of your coaches, a Hall of Famer who is on the bench falling asleep. Let me think about this for a minute. Bill Belichick, and these guys are standing up. Bill Belichick can't fall asleep while he's coaching. He can't just have a seat on the bench and fall asleep. I mean, who's the most famous basketball coach? Greg Popovich. He's sitting down from time to time when he's not cursing people out. Can you imagine Popovich? Wembanyama's at the free throw line and Popovich is nodding off. Like, you can't do this. This is what the White Sox did. Thank you, Jerry Reinsdorf. From the man who brought you Michael Jordan, here he is, Tony La Russa. Just pretty sad. 855-212-4CBS. Edward is calling from California. You're on the JR Sportbury Show. What's up, Edward?
JR, great topic today on the worst sports contracts of all time.
Well, thank you. What's up?
I have one for you. Organizations that dish out the worst sports contracts, and I have a candidate. That's the Los Angeles Angels with contracts like Gary Matthews Jr.
Oh, my God.
Mo Vaughn.
Oh, man.
Albert Pujols, Josh Hamilton. The list goes on.
Oh, and everybody for different reasons. I mean, we can go down the list. Fat, drugs, and old.
I just
named them. Albert Pujols, pretty sad, though. Just to think of what they give Albert. He got, was it 10 years, 250 he left St. Louis for? Maybe more than that?
That's right.
Oh, 10 years, excuse me. I was off. 10 years, $240 million. And he basically got that money from L.A. And I'm going to say he stunk, but he got older. And that's what happens, man. It's just... And it's crazy to think how he ended his career with the Dodgers. It looked like he was going to stick around, but he's like, nah, I'm out of here. My time is over.
Mm-hmm.
You're
right. That's right. So it's hard being an Angels fan, JR.
Oh, I was going to that. I was going to ask you, you are an Angels fan?
Yeah. I grew up here in Southern California, but my wife, she's a Dodgers fan, so I'm probably going to lean toward the Dodgers this year, especially with Ohtani. Being on the squad.
So wait a minute. You're going to switch from being an Angels fan to a Dodgers fan just like that?
Yes,
you're a turncoat, a front runner.
Uh-huh.
Are you a Clippers fan too? You're a Clippers fan?
No, I'm a Lakers fan for sure.
All right, good for you, Edward. Well, why do the Angels exist? Can you help me out? Why do they exist? Because of a movie?
That's a good question. I was actually hoping Artie Moreno would sell the team, but unfortunately...
He changed his mind. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What type of loser change? He's like, I'm going to sell the team. I don't know if I want to be here. It's the Angels, are they? They haven't reached Oakland Athletic levels, but they're going to get there, right?
Exactly. If they were in a different division, if the A's weren't in the same division as the Angels would be getting more heat. But given that they're in the same division, the A's absorb a lot of the heat that should be directed towards the Angels, I think.
Yeah, I see that the Oakland Athletics, I'm still calling them that for now, I see they've unveiled renderings of what their new stadium will look like in Las Vegas. It looks like it's been ripped off of the Sydney Opera House, so it's going to be fun. Yeah, sports in Southern California. Hey, good job on you leaving those Angels behind. What's going to happen first? Rendon gets hurt, or is it going to be Trout?
Rendon for sure. He's probably hurt already.
Yeah, he doesn't even like baseball. So there you go. Hey, thank you, Edward. Mm-hmm. Hey, take care, man.
You too. Thanks.
All right, no problem. Yeah. Now, before we went to break, about 15 minutes ago, maybe longer than that, I told you that there was another individual who I said would probably line themselves up to have a terrible contract. And he's going to have to prove himself this year to turn things around. It's Deshaun Watson. Do I need to explain? Do I need to go into detail why this man needs to, I don't want to say, I can't even say shape up or ship out. You just got to be healthy. The guy broke his shoulder. The year before that, he suspended because he was getting the massages. It's just, they're going to look at him crazy. You know, and when I say the Browns were stupid for giving him that money, I got people calling me going, oh, no, JR, not being nice to Cleveland. Well, when I get a massage, I'm respectful. I'm not like him. Hickey, when's the last time you got one of these professional massages?
I've actually never gotten one. So... I've never gotten in trouble either.
Well, good. I can send these things as gifts. You want me to, like, book you an appointment?
Sure. I would love one. I mean, I guess never got around to booking one, but it's like I'm anti-massage. I feel like that would be great, especially like a nice back massage. Whew.
Well, when's your birthday?
June. So coming up.
Is it really? How many? What month are we in? March?
We're in March. Eight, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Looking ahead. Beginning of March. March, April, May. Oh, okay. You got 3-4 months. All right. Okay.
It's on the horizon. Is it right there in front of your face? No, but it's like the sun rising all the way, you know, you can see it.
I'm going to get you a massage.
All
and
right.
then if you're not here the next day, I know what happened. Okay?
No, come on.
I won't ask any questions.
Respectful.
Okay, touche. Hey, by the way, is there anybody that you think got like a terrible contract?
Well, the Rendon mention is perfect. I mean, the guy got paid a ton of money, hates playing the sport he's getting paid for.
Not a priority.
Right. Let me ask you this question. Can we include coaches in this?
Yeah, sure. Why not? We can do what we want.
I mean, you look at the Jaguars and Urban Meyer. I mean, giving them, what, $10 million a year to kick players, to bring in a racist strength coach, to bring in Tim Tebow at tight end.
And then he put the blonde on his lap.
Skip the team playing home after a loss?
Yeah. He's like, hey, I know we just lost the game, but I'm going to stay here close to my house and hang out with a woman who's not my wife. I'll see you guys back down in Florida. Like,
I got bigger fish to fry here, okay, fellas? I'll see you in practice on Monday.
You can't make this stuff. Oh, my God. What is he? He's back on TV now, right? What are you doing?
Back on TV. Fox took him back after the year hiatus.
These owners are just getting conned by everybody, huh? At least Shad Khan got a son, Nick. Like, I thought the two of them were just, I thought between, well, the Jerry Jones, well, the Jones family, yes. Well, I guess they got a little competition. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And we'll take more of your calls here on some of the worst contracts that we've ever seen or witnessed in sports history. And since Hickey brought up a coach, I'm going to bring up, was he a GM or a president? I don't know, but he was falling asleep as well. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side. I'll get to your calls as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go.
Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Talking about some of the worst contracts that we've ever seen handed out in professional sports. I told you Bobby Bonilla's contract with the New York Mets. Well, damn it, the guy hasn't played for the New York Mets since 1999. New York Mets are paying him until 2035. They've been paying him about $1 million, $1.1 million. I don't want to shortchange him. It's actually closer to $1.2 million. They've been paying him this money since July of 2011, and they got to pay it out until 2035 because the previous Mets ownership group said, hey, instead of buying this guy out of his contract and just giving him $6 million to disappear off the face of the earth, yeah, let's just nickel and dime it and just pay him interest because we're going to be swimming in dough. The Mets weren't swimming in dough. Their owners got caught up in a Ponzi scheme by Bernie Madoff. You can't make this stuff up. And then also, right before we went to break, took more of your calls. Ryan Hickey came through with an interesting answer. Hickey, tell everybody your option. Or not your option. Who you think, the coach that you think just sucks with his contract.
Urban Meyer. $10 million a year, didn't make it all a year number one, and, I mean, every decision he made was scandal-ridden and the wrong one.
So I'm going to take your Urban Meyer, and I'm going to up you on a general manager slash president.
Ooh, let's hear it.
Yeah. His name is Phil Jackson, a former coach, a guy who never held a managerial position ever. But the New York Knicks fans were getting ready to basically hold a rally outside of Madison Square Garden. Literally, the New York Knicks fans were organizing a rally demanding change at the Garden. And so the owner, Jim Dolan, the guy who owns the Spear in Vegas, owns Madison Square Garden, James Dolan said, here's Phil Jackson, shut up. Like he was supposed to be a 6'10", 6'8", however tall he is right now because he's getting older. Pacifier. This man got the job. Hated Carmelo Anthony, drafted Frank Ntilikina. I don't even know where he's at. Is he on the bench in Dallas right now? Don't know, don't care. Wanted them to run the triangle off. It's like, dude, what the hell did you? You coached the Bulls. We get it. Are you bringing Michael Jordan out with a time machine? Are you signing him to the Knicks? And then you got all these silly photos and videos of Phil Jackson. I'm not joking. He was falling asleep all over New York. I'm not joking. Here's a photo. Google Phil Jackson sleep on the bus. Do it. Do it safely. Don't do it while you're dry. Phil Jackson is the president GM of the Knicks. He's falling asleep on the bus. They got him knocked out at the bus. On the bus. Phil Jackson was asleep somewhere at some airport. I'm like, this is the guy that they're paying $60 million to fix the Knicks. And he's getting advice from Tony La Russa. It's like, hey, when you're tired, just take a nap. Like, oh, okay, sure. Well, they mutually decided to part ways, as you can imagine. This man got 5 years, $60 million to do nothing. To tick people off and take naps on New York City public transportation. Hey, I guess Phil Jackson, people take naps all the time on us. At least Phil Jackson didn't get robbed. That's good. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mark is here from Tampa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mark?
Hey, I have an obscure one for you. In the late 70s, JR, Mr. Steinbrenner sent Dale Bear's kid, or I'm what? Sorry, Yogi Berra's kid, Dale Berra, and Steve Kemp, who used to play for the White Sox, to my hometown of Tucson. And the contracts, they never got out of AAA, and they were both making $900,000 a year.
Oh, in the
70s.
Well, that's a favor. Can we apply that money to Yogi? I mean, for a time, they hated each other, but can we apply that to Yogi?
Maybe, but still, 900 Grover in the late 70s is a lot of money for guys who never got out of AAA.
Yeah, that's thank you, Yogi Berra. That might have been apology money to Yogi, you know?
Oh, yes, and before I go, we have to remember, if Jerry Colangelo would have called heads, Lou Alcindor would have been a Phoenix Sun and not a Milwaukee Buck. Thank you.
Well, thank you. If pigs, what is the phrase, Mark?
I'm sorry?
What is the phrase? If pigs had wings, they could fly, right? But they don't.
So they don't. Yeah. But I mean, you mentioned Kevin Durant earlier, but the coin flip of all time was when Colangelo called tails.
Yeah, but the difference is that I can take a look at Greg Oden and just say, hey.
Oh.
You know, this guy got broken legs. He got terrible knees. And the other element here when it comes to Kevin Durant, there's a history, unfortunately, of him just quote unquote being number two. You know what I'm saying? Don't matter where he goes, what he does, somehow, some way, as great as he is, it's like, hey, there's number two over there, you know?
That's true. But then when you were talking about Mr. Cohen, who's worth $20 billion,
yes.
And Bob, there isn't a banker in the world that won't look at Bobby Bonilla with open arms. His credit rating is good.
Oh, yeah, they know that money is coming easy. I need to hit them up for some myself, you know?
Yes. Every banker is like, oh, my God, Bobby Bonilla's walking in.
Yeah, come park some of that money over here. We know it's good.
Yes.
Thank you, Mark.
Appreciate
no problem.
It.
And shout outs to Mark in Tampa. Shout outs to everybody listening down in Florida. 855-212-4CBS. Derek, he ain't in Florida, but he's calling from another beach, Myrtle Beach. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Derek?
Hey, I was calling to talk about Deshaun Watson, but I'm sure you're going to get much more in detail about that later, so I'll throw another one out.
No, I'm not. I mentioned him already.
Well, I feel like the problems with him are going to be the implications that it's going to give for other teams thinking their quarterbacks deserve 100% of their contract, because we've already seen the wedge that it's driving between the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. But I was going to throw a different one.
Wait, hold on. The other owners hated the fact that the Haslams gave this dude basically a fully guaranteed deal. And Lamar Jackson, last year, his deal was pretty much done and set on the day of the NFL draft. It was announced that day, so I'm a little confused.
I feel like from the player's standpoint, a lot of their agents are going to see that money and think they can get that money for their clients. And there's this look that I feel like is going to come out when the next big contract comes up and it's not 80% guaranteed or 50%.
I think we might be in a new cycle of the CBA before we get there. If you think about Joe Burrow, who is now making $55 million a year, he's at the top of the totem pole. I'm sure at some point in time, Patrick Mahomes is going to rework his contract. That's been talked about. But when you think about some of the more well-established quarterbacks in a game, I don't think we're going to have a quote-unquote reset until we get to some of the incoming guys, you know. What does a Stroud deal look like, you know, in 3 to 4 years? So I think for right now, I think we're okay. I think the market has been set, and the only dude who I think can really push it further is Mahomes. And I don't know if he wants to. So we'll see in due time.
I agree with you there about Mahomes not being as selfish. And I wanted to give you another one. The teams that continue to give Kyrie Irving a chance, knowing that he doesn't want to be number two, knowing that he gives up on teams three quarters of the way through the season, but they keep giving him ridiculous amounts of money to do so.
I mean, the Dallas Mavericks were between a rock and a hard place, you know, in the contract they gave him. I'll say this. I don't think Kyrie Irving is walking around saying I need to be the number one. I think Kyrie Irving has just had a history of at times just saying I ain't showing up to work. So I think that's a larger issue. Is he, by the way, is he winning anything with Luka Doncic? The answer is probably a hell no. But I don't think he minds his current standing. Would he rather be in L.A.? I'm sure he would. But I don't think he's yearning to be the top dog. I think those days have gone. Hey, Derek, thank you for calling from Myrtle Beach, man. You take it easy.
Anytime. Keep up the great work.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, Derek. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Man, on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you about some things that have taken place this day in sports history. But before I do that, it's not a newsflash yet. Hey, Marco, simple question to you, man.
Okay.
Any terrible, awful contract that you just always remember?
Terrible, awful contract that I always remember.
Yeah.
Hmm. There's got to be a million of them, but now I'm blanking on exactly. I know for a Knick fan, the Andrea Bargnani trade to pick up that garbage contract. But that's the first thing that's coming to mind. There's got to be somebody else that was just, I mean, again, locally for me as a Yankee fan, Carl Pavano and Keiagawa, which were roughly.
Wait. Didn't Carl Pavano have like, he had a sore butt, right?
Yeah, he pulled his ass.
Excuse me?
Yeah, he did. He pulled his ass, which is impressive. To do that in a spring training start, he pulled his ass. It's hard to do.
There's enough. Well, I guess if you're a pitcher, there's a lot of muscle back there. You can pull an ass, right? But
sure. It basically cost him a year, so I don't know. That's impressive.
Well, didn't now we're talking about injuries? Didn't Glenn Allen Hill? He had like a he's afraid of spiders, and he woke up and he fell into a glass table, right?
Yeah, he had a nightmare, which is one of my favorite because there's all these ones that are the IR or the DL or whatever.
Yeah.
He supposedly had a nightmare about spiders and was so scared, walked through his like glass coffee table and was on the shelf for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, Jeff Kent broke his hand washing his motorcycle. Yeah.
Ricky Henderson supposedly got frostbite falling asleep in the with an ice pack on in the sauna in August.
Yeah.
And got put on the IL.
Who's the guy that recently cut his hand on the apple, right? Somebody else opened up a box. It's just.
Yeah, wasn't there a guy with a drone, too, that sliced his hand up not too long ago?
Oh, yeah. That's the guy trying to get back into the big leagues. It's that guy. The guy who was accused of being too rough.
It was him. I didn't realize that. Okay.
It was Bauer.
Okay. It was Bauer. Okay. All right.
It's him. And he said it was a drone, but we don't.
That's the other thing. That's why some of these are so much fun. I mean, did you really fall down the stairs because you were trying to carry a couple of boxes? Were you a little tipsy? Like, we don't know.
Hey, listen, these are world-class athletes. They can't even walk through that house without getting hurt. Look, me, I fall down the steps. I stub my toe. I can't get out my chair. Like, I don't play for the Yankees or Washington, but hell. I guess even world-class athletes are entitled to, I don't know, pull an ass muscle or fall into a table at their home.
Hey, you know what? It's impressive. If you can pull an ass and miss a season, if you can fall through a glass table because you're scared of a nightmare of spiders, I'm all in for all this kind of stuff. That's the stuff I want to hear about.
And still get paid by the Yankees. How about that? What a world. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, yeah, we'll get some more of your calls. And then I want to tell you about some occurrences on this day in the past in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody who contributed, called, talked to us about tonight's top six list. Some of the worst contracts that we've ever seen in the world of sports. We even got some coaches and managers and presidents into the mix. I had Bobby Bonilla at number one on my list here. If you missed the conversation, you can listen on the free Odyssey app. If you don't have the Odyssey app on your phone, what the hell are you doing? You can hit pause, rewind. You can take the show from your pocket to your house, to work, to whatever you're doing. You can ignore somebody if you want to. It's the Odyssey app. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we keep things moving, I need to let you know about a couple of things that have taken place this day in sports history. Today being March 6th, I want to take you back, first of all, to 1964. On March 6th, 1964, there was a gentleman by the name of Cassius Clay who changed his name. Ultimately, we knew he was going to become Muhammad Ali. At this point, he had already won the championships from Sonny Liston. And let's take a quick listen via NBC at the time as to why Cassius Clay became Cassius X, ultimately becoming Muhammad Ali. Listen to this.
Why don't you like to be called Clay anymore?
No, Clay was not my name. Once we follow the believe, hear the understand the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and come into knowledge of ourselves, then we want to be called after names of our people, which are names that fit us black people. And Clay was a white man's name. It was a slave name. And I'm no longer Clay. I'm no longer a slave. So now I'm Muhammad Ali.
Do you answer to Clay anymore?
Well, some people, they still say Clay.
Cassius. Sports writers still call you Clay.
No, I stop them because they know better. But some people who don't know better, they say, how you doing, Mr. Clay? I may not say nothing because the intention was nice. It didn't mean no harm. Then some walk up. How you doing, boy? How you feeling, Cassius? Meet Mr. Clay. Fine boy. Then I have to straighten him out because he's agitating and acting smart and bossy. But it's according to how they approach me.
And we know, just alleged, nothing else to say about Muhammad Ali. Something else that took place on this day, March 6th, in this case, it wasn't in 1964, it actually took place in 2019. There's a basketball player who is still playing, who in 2019 passed Michael Jordan in all-time points. His name? It's the guy who just has the most points ever now. It's LeBron James. Because on this day, March 6th in 2019, LeBron James, he decided to pass Michael Jordan for fourth place on the NBA's all-time scoring list. Let's take a listen to the action. This is courtesy of Dave Pasch on ESPN.
Gets it to James. LeBron takes it to the rim and finishes with the left, and he's fouled. The legend of LeBron continues. He moves past his idol, MJ, for fourth on the all-time scoring list.
Yeah, we know he ain't fourth no more. He's numero uno. And he keeps going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny. It's like he don't stop. Oh, then by the way, in that game as well, when he passed Michael Jordan, that was also a game against Denver. Okay? Lakers ended up losing that one, 115-99. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Lee is here from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JR. And I just wanted to bring this up real quick because, you know, you're talking about bad contracts. This would sound like a really bad contract because the guy who was the highest paid player in Major League Baseball one year only played 28 games, 6 home runs, 12 RBIs, and batted 181.
Okay, you're going to leave us in? I'm here. You're talking. Don't leave us in suspense. Go ahead.
It was Babe Ruth in 1935, okay? But my point is this. He was paid $35,000 was all back then, which translates only into roughly $900,000 now. That shows you how. Man, but he was by far the highest paid player that year. You know what I mean?
Is that one of the worst contracts in sports history? Come on, it was Babe Ruth.
My point is.
What is it? What's your point? Go ahead.
Well, no, imagine if the highest paid player in the major leagues were to do something like that now. That would be considered, obviously. But my point is, that shows you just how kind of out of whack, you know, pro players are getting paid now. You see where I'm coming from? No, you were spot on with your list, by the way.
Thanks. The money's there. The money's there, so you got to pay the guys. You know, I get it.
Yeah, Bobby Bowe was smart. That's all I have to say. I wish I were him.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe he got lucky a little bit, too, but maybe the Wilpons were dumb. I'd probably go with that one a little bit more.
I think even more so. You're absolutely right. But I just wanted to show that, though, also try to prove a point that pro players, they're just paid. Wow. Are they worth what they're getting paid, in my opinion? They can bring it back a little.
They're generating the money, so let's see what happens if the money ever is to dry up. Thank you, Lee, for calling from Cincinnati. The only thing that'll dry the money up is if the fans stop watching, stop going, and if the TV distributors, hey, they stop paying. And then the money dries up. Billy Ray calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, Billy Ray. This is Billy Ray. Listen, first of all, I'm going to my weekly poker game, and I just want to know what's your favorite poker hand when you play in Hold'em.
So Billy Ray, I'm not much of a gambler. I'm not a card player. I'm not a fan.
Okay, so you don't have a favorite hand. I get you. Now, you said about Muhammad Ali, one of my favorite athletes of all time. JR, I don't know, what does the JR stand for in your name, and have you ever wanted to be called by a different name?
No, it's JR Jackson, and I'm very happy with who the hell I am. I wouldn't want to change a damn thing, Billy.
I love to hear that. Okay, and my last thing is a sports question. Look, man, I'm from Chicago. Can I ask you a question? Why don't they just draft Marvin Harrison and throw to him and DJ Moore and maybe make a run for a Super Bowl? Justin Fields stay right where he is. What's the problem, JR?
Because wide receivers – thank you, Billy Ray. Because wide receivers don't throw the ball. They catch the ball. And the last time I checked, hey, what wide receiver led a team to a championship? Help me. Anybody. Please. What wide receiver led a team to – I can ask – uh-oh, maybe I don't want to ask. Hey, Hickey, what's her name? Giselle, right?
Giselle.
There's so many rumors out now that she was like – she was with somebody else while she was with Tom – have you seen that too, or is it just me?
Oh, no, I've seen those. She was allegedly cheating.
Wow. Is Tom Brady now a sympathetic figure?
I think so.
Well, look, for our last caller, if we want to, if we want to take advice from the great Giselle Bundchen, she once said, in trying to win a Super Bowl, this was directed at Wes Welker, I think, my husband cannot throw and catch the ball at the same time. He can't do it. I know Lamar Jackson did it by mistake a couple of months ago, but you can't do it. What? There's no wide receiver, no Jerry Rice, no Randy Moss. Yeah, they can help you almost go perfect in a season and help you win championships and all that. Yeah, they can help you do that. There's no wide receiver winning you a championship. It's a quarterback. So I let Marvin Harrison go play wherever. Go ask his dad. He can ask his dad. His dad has an answer. Dad has a ring, and dad didn't really even play in that year. Anyway. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's time for me to roll. It's time for me to boogie. Hey, Hickey, I've made it. My voice made it. It's getting sore now, but I made it.
A lot better this time 24 hours ago, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're damn right. And hopefully the next 24 hours will be better. If you missed a minute of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to Hickey. Thank you to everybody who's been listening. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern. 3 p.m. Pacific. We have so much more to do. Can't wait to see what wild and wacky things happen in the world of sports since I'll be gone. I'll see you tomorrow. Or you'll hear me tomorrow. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's done. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next. Hey, thank you, Hickey.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.